The goal of tefillah is to be able to communicate with Hashem as if He is standing in the room with us, a real reality. Now, this is quite challenging, as the Mesillas Yesharim explains, because our senses don't help us in this at all. On the contrary, they deny it. But Mesillas Yesharim encourages us that anyone who applies themselves and tries to think it through will be able to start acquiring levels of this belief and feeling, to have the hergish, the feeling that while davening, we're speaking to someone, just as when we speak to our friends, and he listens to us, and it's kind of like a give and take. With more thought, Mesillas Yesharim writes, we can come to appreciate the greatness of Hashem and how minuscule we are when we speak to Hashem. The Mesillas Yesharim has confidence in us that if we only try, we can acquire this knowledge and make it real, something we feel. And this, of course, takes practice and focus and repetition to make this a part of ourselves. But in addition, there's another point here. And sometimes, by learning and understanding how tefillah works, little pieces of information or deeper understanding can open up a whole new vista, a whole new level of understanding for us. For example, the Arizal says that Chazaras Hashatz, when the Chazan repeats Shemoneh Esrei, has a power beyond the silent Shemoneh Esrei. This is what Chazal alluded to when they explained the pasuk. We say, Kaveh El Hashem, Chazak V'yamiz Libecha, V'kaveh El Hashem. Hope to Hashem, strengthen your heart, and hope to Hashem once again. So Chazal explained, this means, if you daven and don't seem to have been answered, daven again. That's what the pasuk means. But Arizal explains, you know what it really means? It means that if you haven't been answered in your silent Shemoneh Esrei, make sure to pay attention and, so to speak, daven the Chazaras Hashatz. That has the power to get your tefillos answered. Chazal say, Hein keil kavir lo yimas. Hashem doesn't tire of the tefillos of a tzibur. What Chazal mean is Chazaras Hashatz, because that's in its essence the tefillah of the whole tzibur. Hashem never tires of listening to that. The fact that our silent Shemoneh Esrei needs to be silent and quiet is partially because it's so valuable, it's so powerful. We want to hide it from the evil spiritual forces that would try to ruin it by ruining us, by distracting us. But Chazaras Hashatz is so powerful, it's invulnerable to these spiritual forces, and we can daven it out loud. So here's something which perhaps up till now, how did we feel about Chazaras Hashatz? We felt, you know, it was one of those things you have to do. We have to wade through it. We don't really know why, but, you know, can it end already? And think, what were we giving up on? We could have left 70 years past and not begin to understand the value of Chazaras Hashatz. Yeah, people think, at best, it's time to look in a safer a little, and at worst, to do other things. But once we've been introduced to the concept, now Chazaras Hashatz, it takes on a whole new reality to us. Every amen we answer is a different amen. Every bracha we listen to is different, simply by having been taught this concept. This can be compared to someone driving a stick shift car and doesn't realize he never was taught how to change gears. First time we would drive a stick shift car, right? And he doesn't realize that it can be driven on more than first gear. So he drives the first gear, goes 10, 20 miles an hour, and is amazed by the capability of an automobile. Look how much faster it can go than a human. But in truth, he hasn't begun to understand the car's capabilities. It can go much faster than that. You just have to learn how to drive stick and change gears. So likewise, we daven, but without understanding what we're doing, without understanding tefillah, understanding how davening works, we don't know how to change gears. And therefore, we're still at level one. We're in first gear, and we don't begin to appreciate the potential power that's inherent in tefillah.